clowns like me are removed from the reality of one of America's great industries coast to coast, and that is railroads. We all have our image of the heritage of it, the idea, say, of the two Canadians, Canadian Pacific, Canadian National, what they're doing down the Mississippi River. But it is east to west, and it's four, five, six players as well. And oh yeah, then there's Amtrak, which is what we focus on in the east. Liliana Byington looks at the total picture for Bloomberg government. She's aware there's a rail strike. Liliana, the Sheet Metal Air Rail Transportation Union, 28,000 conductors, brakemen, and other workers say no go. How close are we to the brakemen, to the conductors being on strike?
Yeah, this week was a pretty pivotal moment. We saw split votes from two of the largest railway unions, with one, like you mentioned, approving it, one rejecting it, and one approving it. So right now we have four rail unions that have voted it down, and that definitely increases the risk of a strike right now. So we're in a pretty precarious spot right ahead of the holidays.
To the auto unions of long ago, Paul's better at this than I am, folks, but is this the workers of the union voting against their union management, or is everybody within the union movement steeled against the owners?
There was that deal in September that the unions worked on with the railways and the Biden administration that brokered it. So this is the workers themselves deciding whether or not they think that this is the best deal that they can get. So it is the workers deciding for themselves. But now the unions are saying that there is a larger risk that Congress could end up getting involved, and they might not get the best deal for them if that ends up happening, because this strike is, you know, becoming a larger risk for early December.
So, Liliana, in years past, the executive branch and Congress have both been active in trying to prevent these types of issues with the transportation grid in the United States. Is the expectation that either the administration or Congress will step in to get something done here?
I think that's the expectation, yeah. The Biden administration has been involved and continues to say that they are watching over these negotiations. I think the ideal thing right now would still be for the two sides, the unions and the railroads, to be able to work out another tentative agreement by early December. But if that doesn't happen, the rail workers could strike. That's looking even more likely. Then I think absolutely what you're going to see is the Biden administration really putting a push in to get this to stop, or even Congress stepping in, which they could pass legislation to keep the railroads operating, which, like you mentioned, has happened before, and they have intervened in previous labor negotiations if that becomes the case.
What happens, like, I can't remember the last time we had a major strike in the rail sector, but I mean, do the executives from the executive floor come down and actually start running trains and doing that kind of stuff? I mean, what happens if there is, in fact, a rail strike?
I mean, it would be kind of a massive impact with what would happen. I mean, rail workers wouldn't come into work. And, you know, industry officials have estimated that would cost the economy more than $2 billion per day. You would see a huge impact to rail transport's about a third of U.S. freight. So you would see impact across the board. Yeah. Things just, you know, would stop moving. And that could even have an impact on, you know, commuter trains, since the rail systems operate on tracks that are owned by
yes, right where I wanted to go.
So you'd have kind of a massive impact across the board.
Okay. Acela Express out of New York, hoity-toity, first class. Is that going away with this rail strike, Liliana?
I think it's more of an impact on the commuter rail systems that are more long-distance trains. Those are the ones that are on the tracks more operated by freight railroads. Mm-hmm. I think the Acela riders would be the ones that wouldn't be as affected, but you would definitely see commuter rail systems that would, you know, have a problem if there were a rail strike. But it would impact kind of across the board.
What is the owner's response to this? Like, who are those guys? Who are the owners? I mean, Mr. Buffet is an owner, right? Warren Buffett's involved?
Yep.
And like, who are the owners? I mean, if we were going to make a movie about this, who are they?
Yeah, I mean, the railroads themselves are owned by a bunch of, I mean, there's a ton of railroads that are involved in these negotiations. You mentioned Union Pacific, all kinds of railroads. So that would be who you'd be. But the negotiators are different people that are in the room, not necessarily the, you know, owners, the investors in this.
Liliana, thank you so much. Liliana Byington, Bloomberg Government Today, on a rail strike that, you know, I guess it was tangential, and now it's not.